Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. For decades, almost like a century, the Church of God has been warning you that a war will break out between Europe under German leadership and the United States of America. And when we say these things, we get responses like, how could that be? And where does the Bible say that? Where does it say that? Well, it says it in dozens, if not hundreds, of scriptures. But you got to do something. You got to ask for our free literature in which we explain those scriptures to you. Now, of course, if you don't want to read our literature and when you still want to continue to make statements like, oh, where does it say that? Then I can't help you. I cannot help you. That's just the way it is. Today I want to show you some more evidence insofar as the ongoing alienation between America and Europe, in particular Germany, is concerned. And I'm not taking any sides, I'm just reporting, I'm just showing you reality, and I pray that you have open ears and open eyes to hear and to see. I want to start with J.D. Vance's speech in Munich at the Security Conference. Of course, he made some very startling statements, and the New York Post published an article on February 14 in which they termed his speech a glorious speech. Trump later would say it was a brilliant speech. I'd like to read this article. It says, it was a delicious spectacle. A self-made millennial yank torching the grave-faced technocrats of my sad, knackered continent. He did not hold back. He evacuated the assembled dignitaries for their failings on free speech, democracy, and security. He lamented the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, words that will have resonated with millions of Europeans. I am one of them. It was on the freedom to speak that he made his most stinging comments. Across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat, he told his startled audience. He rattled off recent acts of outrageous censorship that would have made Stalin beam with pride. He mentioned police raids in Germany on citizens suspected of posting anti-feminist comments online. Criticizing feminism is a blasphemy, invoked Germany. He reminded us that just 2 weeks ago, a Christian activist in Sweden was convicted for burning copies of the Quran, despite the fact that his friend had just been murdered for doing the same. He rebuked my homeland, Britain, for its tragic backslide away from conscience rights. The basic liberties of religious Britons are being throttled, he said. He gave the examples of Christians being arrested for silently praying near abortion clinics. This really is happening. This once great nation that gave the world such game-changing freedom warriors as John Milton and John Stuart Mill now erects buffer zones around abortion clinics in which you can be nabbed by cops for praying in your own head. There is now Soviet-style censorship in Europe, he said. He chastised the EU's commissars. I literally whooped when he used that word. Commissars, comrades, however you want to turn it and term it. So he really whooped when he used that word for censoring everything they don't like. The Euro bureaucracy hides behind ugly Soviet-era words like misinformation and disinformation to silence those who simply have an alternate viewpoint, he said. Never a truer word. On every issue, from COVID to the gender ideology to mass immigration, what our overlords refer to as misinformation is usually just thinking that differs from their own. Dismissing people, shutting people out of the political process, this is the most sure-fire way to destroy democracy, he said. Vance's speech wasn't so much a breath of fresh air as a hurricane of good sense. It was a storm of reason that has left many in Europe wide-eyed and wanting more. The liberal press is accusing him of attacking Europe. He didn't attack us, he talked to us, the article said. And then there were further reports published. For instance, that the German prosecutors explained that anyone sharing or resharing offensive or hateful content would be prosecuted and fined, seizing their phones, and even jailed. American broadcaster CBS followed German police as they raided homes for speech crimes, such as posting a racist cartoon on the internet. This is Orwellian, and everyone in Europe and the US must reject this lunacy, Vance replied. So he hit a home run on this one, and the reactions of German politicians, European politicians, was predictable. Of course, we have elections on Sunday in Germany. And here is the chancellor candidate Friedrich Merz. He aired his concerns about the direction of US foreign policy and said Washington is openly interfering in our election. And of course, the current chancellor Olaf Scholz also stated what was said is irritating and cannot simply be dismissed and played down. Now they both try to get as many votes as possible in Germany, and being anti-Trump, being anti-America, being anti-Vance, they feel is a good strategy. We'll see whether it is a good strategy or whether it's going to backfire. Of course, they're already upset about Trump's demand to pay more for NATO insofar as potential tariffs are concerned, the issue with Greenland, and now Ukraine. And the fact that Trump demanded from Ukraine to get very precious minerals for their support of Ukraine in the past and in the future. Now, we know that Trump phoned Putin. That has already created all kinds of reaction and condemnation by the Europeans and also Zelensky. And now the Americans and the Russians met in Saudi Arabia, but Europe and Zelensky were excluded. And that has caused more attacks. But Keith Kellogg did encourage Europe to join the conversation, yet made clear they would not have a final say in any resolution. And then Express wrote on February 17 the Russian perspective at this point. And I'm just quoting this, not because I'm saying it's true, but I'm saying that's what it's being stated and how the Germans in particular look at that. It says a Kremlin insider has claimed that Donald Trump has offered unprecedented concessions to Russia and will allow Vladimir Putin to strike Brussels, Paris, or even London. And the intelligence service of Denmark stated that he could do that within the next 6 months. Of course, then Zelensky objected to some of the things Trump said, and Trump came right back saying that Ukraine started the war, that Zelensky is a dictator, that he doesn't allow for free elections, and that his approval rate in Ukraine is only 4%. Now, of course, that's false. I mean, his approval rate is, looking at some independent polls, at least in the high 50s. Of course, he cannot have free elections right now when the country is in war and at war. And of course, however you want to look at this, Ukraine didn't start the war. Now, some say, well, they provoked it, or NATO provoked it, or Germany provoked it, or Europe provoked it. But it didn't start the war. The war was started by Russia, without any doubt. It's interesting what Zelensky said in Munich at the conference. I mean, the audience silently booed Vance, but they openly applauded Zelensky. And that's what he said. Armed forces of Europe must be created. As we fight this war and lay the groundwork for peace and security, we must build the armed forces of Europe so that Europe's future depends only on Europeans and decisions about Europe are made in Europe. Europe has everything it takes, but it needs to come together. We need confidence in our own friends, so that others, America, have no choice but to respect Europe's power. And without a European army, that is impossible. And we have been telling you for, I don't know how long again, decades, almost a century, that Europe will have an army, a unified army, a powerful army. And they're going to use it in a war against the United States of America. Today, an editorial was published by Bild Online, dated February 20, and Bild Online is a mass tabloid in Germany which pretty much speaks for the majority of the German people. And that is what they wrote. Everything Trump says and writes about Zelensky and Ukraine comes from Russian propaganda. Trump has made a decision. He is on Putin's side. Our enemy is his friend. But what follows from this? Firstly, the reactions to Trump show the entire mendacity of the once proud Republicans and their supporters in Germany, that there is hardly any excitement about the dictator statement and the scandalous statement that there is a leadership in Ukraine that has allowed a war that should have never happened. He said more. He said Ukraine started the war. This is an incredible perversion of guilt, an affront to the free West, a lack of ground towards a Ukrainian president whom Russia wanted to kill and who nevertheless remained in the country. The following applies. Anyone who does not stand up to Trump in his appeasement of Putin, anyone who continues to act as if everything is completely normal, should never talk about values and morals again. But even more important, we need a major European plan for our security, and therefore also for the security of Ukraine, whose soldiers ensure that the Russian army doesn't come any closer to us. We need something that we ourselves never thought we were capable of. Now listen carefully. If not all European partners want to participate, then individual states will have to join forces. We need preparations now for how Ukraine can survive without the United States of America. It is about our security, our freedom, our lives. Again, we have told you for a long time that there are going to be 10 nations or groups of nations in Europe coming together. Very powerful nations with a very powerful military equipment, and they are going to have a unified army which they turn over to a very charismatic political military leader. He is called the Beast in the Bible. It's going to happen. We can see very clearly how it's developing into this direction. Now, do you have ears to hear? Do you have eyes to see? Or do you belong to those whom Christ chastised? And he says, with seeing eyes you don't see, and with hearing ears you don't hear, so that I cannot come to heal you. Healing them from ignorance, healing them from an idea, an unwillingness to listen to the truth. I am telling you the truth right now. The handwriting is on the wall. Who would have felt a month ago that we would see something like that happening right now? The speed with which this is happening is mind-boggling, but it's getting closer and closer. Are you able to see the signs of the time? Or are you still sleeping? Hopefully, you are waking up. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lang for the Standing Watch program.